welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, the largest show on BBS Radio Network, thanks to the audience out there, and probably been on the longest, because we started this thing out in Don's apartment many years ago. Tonight we have Steve Barish. We're going to be talking about different topics. We just got back from the Tucson Rock Show. We had Randy Masters on last week. Steve, are you there?
Yes, I am, Fred. Hi.
How's it going?
Pretty good, buddy. Real good.
So what'd you do last week? Anything exciting?
Nothing really much. I've been doing a lot of resting.
Have you?
Yeah, I wasn't really feeling well last week, so I really really stayed home and cooked a little bit, so I'm doing okay.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So as you know, we've got how's your healing? How's your projectors and everything going?
Projectors and everything are doing fine. The energy in the house is really, really strong. And it's just really, really, really great. It's the room is fantastic. I've been doing a lot of work, and it's really great.
Cool.
And I've been working on myself the whole week, so it's really been, you know, a lot of good work for me. Being alone in my home and being able to meditate and taking care of me for a change.
Yeah, that's pretty. A lot of people forget to do that, and they become very frustrated with themselves.
Yeah,
take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyhow, we went over there and we found another master crystal. Some lucky soul will get. Once again, Ron Coleman had one, you know, stuck away, and he's got this big warehouse with all these big crates in it. These crates are like 4 feet by 4 feet by 2 feet.
Really?
The warehouse is like an eighth of an acre. So they mined these things 15 years ago, and I stashed them away, and I thought I'd gotten them all. There's always one more, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I got that one more, and it's being shipped over here. So somebody's going to, this is one of those rare ones that's clear all the way through to from top to bottom, pretty much, and perfect point, no chips or anything.
Right.
The ones that come out of the ground with chips on them are usually healed, and they get chipped in the ground. They don't chip them bringing them out. They're handled quite well when they get out, but so anyway, that's what's going on. So anyway, Don and I have been kicking this thing around with our affiliate because we've gotten, some controversial radio along with BBS Radio. We have the new station down in L.A.
Right.
And I guess you haven't heard, anything there. Did you ever find that on the website?
I'm looking for it right now.
Yeah. Well, maybe by the end of the show you'll find it.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. But, if you want to talk about it, because we were discussing it this afternoon. It was pretty...
Yeah, well, they've gone to a different format down there. I guess what they've done is they've gone to the zoo and handed out microphones to monkeys. Now, that's what it seems, the content and character of what I've heard so far on the network. You know, on that network. I don't really
know
part of this one. Which is fine, because... half the FM stations in LA do that anyway, so it's just monkey see, monkey do. And then what happens is, because we're on the internet, we're not regulated by the FCC, these monkeys can now, with a vocabulary of something minus one, they can start swearing.
Right.
And start using pretty bad language. I see that there's one show on there that's covering lesbianism pretty well, and a lot of other strange things, and, we've gotten a lot of complaints. Now, that's fine because people have the freedom to complain. So today, Don put up a disclaimer up there, which is good.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm glad that there is a disclaimer up there. And I guess the ratings went up on the station, down there. Their listenership went up somewhat.
Uh-huh.
As the rating system went, which is good, maybe we can segregate the two stations. You know, that's what I'm hoping we'll do. But, you know, I've been doing this radio business for so long. I started doing radio back in the 70s. I had my own show in the early 80s
right.
on several networks worldwide. So this is not, this is not new to me, you know.
Okay.
And, it's going in some of it's going in the Howard Stern direction. But one of the things that, one of the shows down there today had a really good guest on there. She's a young actress, and she's done several movies. Her name is Sage Campbell, and she's up and coming. And that show was handled very eloquently. But as soon as she exited, then the vernacular starts again. And, you know, I'm not saying what's right or wrong, but when you start doing that, because this girl will probably hear that show, a person like that will hear that show. She's only 13. And she'll hear this nice interview that she did, and then when she walks out the door, you know, the trash talk starts.
Right.
And it's kind of sad. There's goody two-shoe shows like Regis and Kathy. And in fact, I've been on Regis Philbin's show before in New York.
Yeah.
You know, Michael Gilman, the producer. But you don't see them, you know, going in trash. If you're going to do trash talk, you should just stay there and get trashy. And this is my opinion now, to get trashy people in there and just keep it there. But when you start mixing it up with really respectful young kids and then trash, it's going to create a stench that I don't think is appropriate for what we do. Now, Southern California is pretty much a quagmire anyway. I mean, there's people down there are pretty fried out on toxins and pollutants. And I don't have a lot of good things to say about about the way people behave in Southern California. I just think that we should, you know, get our programming together, and if we're going to have this negative stuff, I mean, the world right now needs a spiritual outlook. The trash stuff comes from what I have seen, people that don't have it together spiritually. And I used to have a pretty foul mouth myself, especially when I was back in the Air Force, but over the years, I found that there was some inadequacies that I had in my own character, and as I worked them out, my life got better. And I found that I had a higher quality of individuals around me, and I did some trash talk on my original radio show, that went over like a lead balloon. It's okay to offend people in a positive way with something that's constructive, but when it's just, you know, people talking about things that don't really matter anymore, it's not constructive anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
I know that energy follows thought, and we're in a world where 99%, I mean, if you start putting naked women up on the internet, of course, immediately, you're going to have a lot of people looking at that. And if you look at that show over on MSNBC with Chris Hansen, where just about everybody and his brother is out to go to bed with a 13-year-old, and they pile them into, you know, squad cars in tens, hundreds actually, over the last year with that program. You can see how morally sick this nation has become, and basically the world.
Yes.
And so we can make an effort to make this world a better place, or we can continue to allow this to happen. And we can have incidents like what happened yesterday, the shooting that we had on the East Coast again. Once again, we had the tranquilizers involved, the prescription drugs. And, of course, we know that in those prescription drugs are agents of angel dust, primarily cyclohexane, cyclohexene, and piperidine as main ingredients. And we also are noticing that... remember, I mentioned that CIA satellites are up there, and when you take these drugs into your system as a whole, as Big Pharma is prescribing out there to our society, the vibratory frequency is activated by these big satellites. And the reason I think is it was a 5,000-pound satellite coming down, in the next few weeks they're going to shoot it down with some naval weaponry. And I'm pretty sure they're pretty scared of what's on board that satellite, and they want to make darn sure that that whatever's on board that thing that activates the ELF in human beings is completely destroyed. They don't want anybody to see any part of it, because it's probably got a lot of alien instrumentation on board.
Yeah.
And that only plays into the extraterrestrials, we call the grays, which are a reptilian consciousness, which causes all of this vulgar and all of these kinds of things. And this has been a thing in our society for centuries, millennia. This has been a pattern. And when you don't learn from the pattern, we talk about lost civilizations that blew themselves up, like Atlantis and Lemuria.
Right.
So everybody starts to think we're bulletproof and not give a darn. then things start to go haywire really fast, and it's like a virus.
Yeah. I'm looking at something now, and it's pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't know why they even allow that on there, but it lowers frequency. I mean, you can actually look at it and feel the frequency going down.
Yeah. What's your feeling when you look at it?
It's terrible, Fred.
Yeah.
It's absolutely terrible. It's disgusting. The thing is that your program, my program, the other programs that I've heard are all about light and love and harmony and what we can do about bettering ourselves. And this is just lowering the energy. I mean, it's not helping humanity at all.
Yeah, well...
Nothing.
Yeah, my program sometimes gets... When I get into terrorism and some of that stuff, and when I do the... interviewed the Columbine shootings and all that on this program and others, then it gets a little rough, too, but it's not all about light and love, but it's about, historical fact and current events. And sometimes when we get into current events, it gets a little bit little nasty. You know what I mean? So I like the truth and light part of the broadcast, but on the other side of the coin, I'm not afraid to do the dark side of it, too. I mean, that's part of the opposite side of the coin.
Of course.
But with a little class, a little integrity, and not just, grab a microphone and sit there and try to take up airtime,
Yeah.
I mean, it's already, there was one show, I forget the name, it was canceled on, I was listening to a little bit, it was on Sirius Radio. It was a show, it was two people. It was on there for a while, and even Sirius Radio canceled, they shut them down. Now, Stern, when he got on, they made a big contract with him, and I think they'd probably like to walk away from it, but they can't because, he does have a following again, a pretty large one, and he does what he does, but he doesn't bring small children actresses in that are on their way up and tell them to take their clothes off,
Right.
Howard Stern will get some, stripper in there, and that's the right person for his genre. And he'll get nasty and let's see your breasts and all that kind of stuff. And that's perfectly right on. That's fine with me. There's a market for that, and people need that. If it solves, stops a rape or it stops a crime somewhere,
yes.
Or if it saves a family, then I think it's really cool. So I think everything has its time and place, and I think that the network is, our network anyway, is going through some growing changes, and I don't know what we're going to do for ratings. I don't know if we're trying to do this for ratings, but we'll see.
I think first of all, people that are listening to us are going to be listening to us, and I think people that are interested in this other kind of stuff. I don't think it's going to be on very long, Fred.
Yeah, well, the energy, the energy will seek its own balance.
Yes.
My show stood the test of time. I think we're in my fourth year now here. I'm not
That's
sure.
That's great.
And my attention span only goes about 2 years, as you know. But,
okay.
It's somewhere between 2 and 4 years I've been doing this. And so far, I haven't been kicked off the air too many times or shut down. I started with only 7 listeners,
Mm-hmm.
When I got it up to 13, I was surprised. I thought, when I got 13 listeners out there.
Uh-huh.
And then it went up to a few more. So, I'm glad my 13 listeners are out there tonight.
Yeah.
Important.
Well, I think it's important that people realize that this stuff is out there, and whether you want to listen to it is up to you. But I think it really lowers standards. I mean, it's not healthy at all.
No, I agree.
I
used to smoke cigarettes when I worked at NASA.
Uh-huh.
I had to work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week for over a year and a half, 18 months. It was ridiculous. So in the process, I started smoking tobacco and drinking coffee.
Uh-huh.
And that was kind of the entertainment that I had, because you work 12 hours, work from noon to midnight every day, including Saturday and Sunday, and then if you want a vacation, you go to work at midnight and work till noon,
Right,
it's your
shift. Right.
And I was smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day, and I was so dead. These were Lucky Strikes and Pall Mall and Camels, those filters. Because I couldn't even taste a filter cigarette. And I did that for about a year and a half. And then one day I walked out, and that was completely normal. I was sick a lot, and I drank a lot of coffee. I was not in very good shape. And so when I walked out of that place, after about working there several years, within about a month or so, I quit smoking. I stopped. And then I noticed that I could feel my body again. My body started to function again. And I've gotten to a point today where I don't like to be around smokers.
Right.
Because I can process the energy, but at the same time, I don't really enjoy processing it. And then what happened is, being holistic, then I end up having to work with one of my employees who works for me. He's been with me now about 2.5 years, had mm-hmm. serious lung cancer when he came to me. And
right.
So he was dying, and they said they'd give him about 6 weeks. So I said to him, I said, Steve, I said, I'm going to help you save your own life, but you got to listen to me. And he did. He quit smoking for about a year.
Right.
Got on a very good holistic diet. Got into some really powerful herbs that I gave him, and, you know, vitamins and a lot of oils,
right,
and stuff.
What
vitamin, you know, oils like oil of primrose, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And we got rid of the cancer. He actually lost the tumor. So then,
that's fantastic.
Yeah, he got rid of it, and then he started to smoke again. And so, luckily, I had him on a program with enough Laetrile in his system, which produces cyanide on the tumor side, that he didn't come back with cancer, but he became susceptible to lung infection.
Right.
And he had trouble with his body keeping the salt content proper. Most people
okay.
are low on salt. They think, well, no salt is good, but no, that's not true.
Right.
So today, you know, he's still alive. He smokes now, but we got him adjusted to the point where he's only doing a, you know, fairly pure form of tobacco with no cigarette attached to it, just a pipe, and we increased his we got him into some really good enzymes and some stuff from the sea, some sea enzymes, a lot of it,
right,
that's called frequencies, the stuff that we got him on now,
right,
and he can now smoke and stay alive. So here's a person that compromised themselves out into a situation, but he's never going to be happy. He's always
right.
looking for something, because you can't reach. Most people can't reach that inner frequency. And the second thing that's really frustrating for people is that we're going around the Pleiades every 827,827 years. That's the
okay.
same number of inches that there are around the base of the pyramid.
Right.
And as we move around that rotational frequency, the carbon atom in our body, we're made up of oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and carbon.
Right.
The three gases, which are almost invisible, and a solid, and that solid is starting to become transparent. So the carbon atom, which was the only solid in our entire constitution of our entire body, it's made up of these four atoms,
right.
is starting to become transparent. Okay, and that means more etheric.
Okay.
That's why we have more UFO activity, and we have a lot more awareness, and, I mean, you know, everything is changing now, and you can look back 25, 30 years to now, and the days of the cowboys are over, you know. You can't
right,
walk 10
right.
feet if you're drinking and not get arrested. I mean, it's a police state. We're in martial law. But at the same time, look at the context and the characters that are creating this negative environment out there via the government.
Right.
And realize
right.
that they're becoming transparent as we are. They're unconscious to their actions. And so we're coming, you know, we're coming from the last, we divide this frequency of the
mm-hmm.
atomic structure of the body up
right.
12 basic frequencies. They give them astrological signs. They give them character that you work through as you evolve and mature into a, you know, older person from a baby.
Uh-huh.
All of this has kind of been mapped out pretty much.
Right.
But the bottom line is, we're coming out of an age which was called the Piscean Age, where the vibratory frequency of the carbon atom was fairly dense. Therefore, there was conflict. Therefore, we had holy wars, because religion was supposed to be the higher crux of conflict.
Right.
And so we had holy wars, and then we went out and slayed each other. So we went through the Inquisition period.
Right.
Now we're coming into the Aquarian, and the government is not necessary to regulate holy wars anymore, because we don't have them anymore. I mean, yeah, we have terrorism, which is another extreme, but the terrorist religions are typically
right.
where the Christian religion was 700 or 800 years ago.
Right.
So we see that constant process of evolution, but at the same time, beyond the Christians, where the meditators are and the higher, you know, the religions that don't really follow anything but your own internal nature, those are the ones that really need to break out and be heard now, I believe. And that's what our children are all about. That's what this little girl today on the radio was all about. She was incredibly intelligent. I listened to the entire show twice.
Right, right.
On the other station, and it was incredible that to hear someone like her. She behaved. I used to manage some actresses, and they couldn't behave. They were much older than her. They couldn't behave like this 13-year-old, and they couldn't get their careers together even like this girl did.
Okay.
So we need to work, and we at least in our side of this side of the fence over here, I feel that it would be lucrative and important for us to move in a direction where we're helping the kids and we're able to do that and not trying to get ratings and not trying to make money. We just provide a service to the people out there, and in the process of providing a service, make the world a better place. It's easy to trash out somebody's house and throw a cigarette
right.
butt. And
right,
swear.
Right.
Any fool can do that. But to maintain an integrity, it has. So we have a caller on here.
Yes.
Yeah, caller, go ahead.
Hello, yes, Dr. Bell.
Yeah.
Good evening. How are you?
Good.
My name is Sam Hassan. I'm the founder of BBS Talk Radio.
Right.
And it is a pleasure speaking to you. First of all, I've heard people speaking highly of you. So
yeah.
It is a pleasure to be on your show. And I've been listening to what you've been saying the past several minutes and also what you wrote to us. And I just wanted to really discuss that with you in a mature way and find out exactly why there's the need there to trash other people's hard work.
Well, it all depends on what you determine to be hard work.
Well, let me tell you this. For the past couple months, I've been putting in about 20 hours a day on building a radio station that I believe will serve a wide range of people, of listeners.
Right.
And so we have, obviously, you don't find the shows tasteful, but our shows are not, they're not all the same. You know, we have a psychologist, we have a barbecue show.
By the way, I want to tell you that psychologist you had on there today was that was a very good show.
Right, right. Well, I appreciate that.
The lady on relationships that came on after the other show, like the 11 o'clock show, she was brilliant. I'm not slamming all your shows. I'm just talking about some of them, you know. That was a great show. That lady has got her stuff very much together.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And the thing is that we're really trying to provide a wide variety of entertainment for people. This is not, we don't pretend to be a news station. We're an entertainment station, you know, and thus we cater to different tastes. But it is hurtful when people come and say, you know, this is trash, this lowers our standards. And then actually your caller mentioned something about actually started comparing the radio to the shootings that are happening, which is, I think, unfair because obviously there's no connection at all. Calling our shows trash, claiming that we lower the energy. Well, I'm sure you're a lot more familiar with energy than I am, but... But for us, it actually, if you saw the energy level in the station, you would be amazed at how much love people can have among themselves.
Yeah,
so
I think that there's quite a bit. I mean, to be part of BBS, there has to be quite a bit of love. And Don Newsom has spoke very highly of you. He says you're a very, really cool guy.
Thank you.
What we're going through here is a growing process that we all have to deal with because we're all basically on the same network.
Yes, except remember something. You have many broadcast networks, whether it's radios or TV, where they have different formats that sometimes are not compatible with each other, but nevertheless, you know, they hold a different variety of shows or stations that can actually cater to different audiences. So the point is this. Note, however, that we did not integrate this into BBS Radio. We were trying to keep BBS Radio the way it's always been, and that is good, reliable, great place to go to listen to different shows. And so that's why we created something that's totally separate from BBS Radio. So in other words, when people come to listen to your show, they don't have to come to us. They don't have to be exposed to any of the content that we have. So I thought we did it in a smart way, because we could have easily just integrated it into the existing BBS Radio, you know, and then it wouldn't, you know, and then I would see where you'd be bothered by it. But
well,
you're not even in the same neighborhood
as us.
First
of all, I'm going to let energy seek its own balance. You know, I'm not bothered by it. I just saw, I heard some people freaking out the other day on one of the shows and some letters being read. And I just wanted to, Don and I decided to do some damage control and then put a disclaimer. Now, what, that's fine. You know, we got, now we have a disclaimer.
Right.
So that
right.
probably should, that should probably start the balance. I think we're moving in the right direction because like you say, and like I've heard, there's some amazing programming over there. And my feeling also on this whole overall thing is that on our side, on the internet side of you know, the BBS.com thing, we're
right.
top heavy on spirituality. I think we've been top heavy for a while, and we need something to break it up.
Right, right.
And
spirituality
that one
is great.
Show that
I mean,
I'm talking about with a little girl on, the chatter about Britney Spears and all that other stuff, that's pretty interesting. There's a big market for that.
Yeah, well,
so
I definitely appreciate
feeling,
that you listened.
I would like to see possibly a little regulation there with the language, and I think that show would be, get up and fly pretty good. It may be flying anyway. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I just get upset because I was out at Columbine with Al Gore and Janet Reno, mm-hmm. and I've been to some of these schools where these shootings take place.
Yeah.
And I see how these young kids are. They get damaged pretty easy. I mean, you're probably pretty rough and probably were pretty strong as a kid like I was, but some of them aren't.
Dr. Bell, with all due respect, I have two kids, and I know exactly what you mean. And I would never expose kids to anything that would harm them. These people, they knew what kind of show we have, and we told them that we have some language, but definitely we're going to stay clean while a kid is there. And we did just that. And
oh, yeah, you did that.
This was actually the second kid we had there. And we had one last week when we just launched, and they were all ecstatic, she and her parents and that. So, I mean, we're given a platform for kids to actually succeed, you know, and be discovered. So you know, I mean, to put that in the same sentence, you know, and for you to say, well, you know, you're exposing kids to this and that, it's definitely not the intention, and I don't think that's the result of what we're doing, you know.
Yeah.
So believe me, we're very responsible people. I'm a 47-year-old man. I have, like I said, two teenagers. I do not do stupid things,
yeah.
you know. And
I raised three daughters.
That,
I'm 64. I raised three kids. They're all growing up now.
yeah.
I've been through that. I tried to make tomboys out of them, but I didn't do too well because they were girls.
yeah. Well, I got one of each, you know.
Oh, yeah, you're lucky.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
yeah. But, I mean, we definitely are not going for shock here. We have comedians that do shows, and they're accustomed to standing in front of an audience and saying exactly what they think, you know. And most people, remember that outside of some formal situations you're in, like in business or, you know, with clergy or wherever, you have to respect the people around you. When people are not in that kind of environment, they say things that they would not normally say. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to create an environment where we can sit there and say what we think and actually enjoy our First Amendment and use it to its fullest, not to shock, merely to entertain. You know, so on the one hand, I was extremely flattered that you put me in the same sentence with Howard Stern, but I don't think in this lifetime I'll get to be as big as he is.
You never know. I wouldn't. I'll tell you something about the magic here. This network is going to take off when we get this thing up on a satellite, because that's where we're going to go with it eventually.
Yeah.
I think that the network will take off, and I also, I've been out. You know, I was out looking at some new cars the other day for some of my friends, and I was shocked to see the Sirius radio right now is a built-in thing in Chrysler now, which bought out Mercedes-Benz. It's not going to be long before there's internet talk radio, you know, coming down on satellite. Somebody's going to get smart and bring the internet down very soon.
Internet in the cars is just a year or two away. That's it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, and that's going to be, so I wouldn't be surprised. And personally, I think with, as far as Stern goes, he's done a heck of a job as a shock jock, but you know, Don Imus had a little problem there too, and he's back.
Yeah,
and
but
I think
Don
Imus is better and bigger and better than ever, you know. And
well, it's
just
a question
who he
of,
is. And
it's a question
I don't
of
think
opinion.
We need to compete with him. He's got his own calling. The other thing is that we all have to stand up together right now on our First Amendment rights. That's a serious problem that we're facing now with the one world government Bush administration. As a matter of fact, there is some limitation already out there, but they haven't enforced it on what you say on the radio. I don't know if you know that on the internet or anywhere now. There's some recent regulation. Keith Olbermann was going over it the other day, and I actually had found it and got it sent to me, but I forget where I put it. It might be in our TNT file. We have actually begun to lose if an attack for certain lengths of time go against our government. You know, we're speaking of Bushism, Bush bashing, which I've always done. Then they can the president can consider you a terrorist and have you arrested as a shock jock. And no attorney, no rights to anything, and stash you away for up to about 5 or 6 years. That was passed as an executive order earlier last year. So we need to become, at least I do, and on this end, we got to become very savvy of what the government is actually doing out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that all of your hosts, become aware of where the jeopardy of where the First Amendment rights are as we speak.
Right, and exactly right. But the thing is this, is that you see, the internet is a global thing. It's not an American thing. So it doesn't matter what the government does here, the internet is always going to be free. And that's why, even in China, they try to stifle all that, but people still are, they manage to get their message out there. So the thing is that, it's not like trying to make a statement, believe me. It's not about making statements. It's not about shocking. It's about a fact that I'd like to get on the air with my co-host and just chat about our lives just like we would at a Starbucks if we were sitting.
Good. That's what people love.
And let people just sort of listen in. So the point is that, you don't have to listen if you don't want to. And that's the incredible thing we have as consumers today. We have a choice, and we have a lot to choose from. I think you have to agree, though, that you used some strong words to describe us, and I just didn't understand the reason behind it.
Yeah, well, that's my nature. When you listen to my shows, I use strong words. Because I don't hold back like you guys don't. I try to just watch the vernacular thing, because it's very easy for me to get that going too. I mean, it's kind of built into all of us, I think. I mean, I can swear in many languages, but I can't speak any other words in many languages.
I understand. Would you allow me to read what you wrote, or
when did I write? Well, yeah, go ahead. Where at?
Okay.
On your website?
Okay. Yeah, I'm on your page, and it says, why don't you go ahead and read it?
Well, no, you go ahead. It's fine.
Okay. Call-in shows, some of the topics include trash talk on new BBS talk radio station that is destroying our hard-earned ratings here at bbsradio.com. What do you think about this denigration to Howard Stern territory? We love our listeners and wish to know whether our new rating service is adequate in informing people that the new programming is beyond redemption and profoundly disturbing.
Yeah, and there I signed it.
Words.
It got a conversation. I got you on as a guest tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
So you went for provocation and you got what you wanted. Okay.
Not only did I go for provocation, I like to see it, it stirred everything up, and this is the best way to do it, I feel, because that's what we're all about. And you guys are welcome to do that to me anytime you want. I don't mind it. I like it, actually.
I actually, when I first saw it, I was thrilled because I feel, somebody does notice us, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, no, I've been around the block. I've done radio shows since the early 80s. I had my first big show on KFOX.
Yeah.
I believe that, down in Long Beach. I don't know where you're from, but that
so
was
you've
a big
been,
station.
You've been around the block a couple times.
Huh?
You've been around the block a couple times.
I was offered some acting in Love Boat and some of the other stuff and TV, but I was too busy doing what I'm doing now, which I'm not sure what it is, but it seems to work.
Yeah.
I feel like people hate us. We have arrived. Now, that's pretty good up on top. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was actually good because.
Now that's very smart. I like that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I try to find the positive in everything, you know, and I think there is, and I just wanted to assure you. I think the bottom line of my call is to assure you that we, by any means, neither I nor Don, ever had any intention of degrading the quality of your program and of the neighborhood you're in, which is BBS Radio. On the contrary, we want you to feel comfortable there and feel at home and continue staying with us because we respect you and your show. So please understand that we separated the two entities for a reason, and that is to let you continue having what you're accustomed to and what works for you. And we're just adding another, you know, another addition to the family, that's all.
Yeah, well, you know. Now that we've fired the shots across the bow, we'll just see how this goes with your programming. Like I
yeah,
know, you've got some amazing shows on there, and one of these days I'll come up and visit you and meet all your hosts, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we invite you and anybody to come host with us. We've had tremendous, tremendous response, you know? And you have to understand, none of us have done radio before.
Yeah.
And you get a bunch of people that are really passionate about this and fulfill a life dream. And, you know, and it shows and it comes through, you know, in the shows. And this is more than I could ever have hoped for, you know. And we built this in only 30 days. You know? So just a little over a month ago, this thing was just an idea.
Yeah, well, you've arrived when you get my attention. And then, you know, because I get out there pretty good. And, and a lot of people will come to me and I want, you know, we can archive this show. I'm going to have it played tomorrow night again.
Yeah,
so that people know my views, your views, and what the outcome of this evening's conversation was, you know?
Yeah. No, absolutely, absolutely. And well, listen, I'll let you go because you still have a show to do, but I appreciate you having me on, and I just wanted to clarify things because we definitely don't have anything against you. Again, on the contrary, we have a lot of respect for you. And but then again, you know, if you don't like the taste that we provide with our shows, then, you know, simply don't listen, you know.
Well, the thing is, I do like them, what some of your shows are about. Yeah, I do. I just had some suggestions for you guys, you know.
I'll be looking forward to it.
Let them hear it tomorrow night. I'll have Don play it over on Station 3 or whatever it is, and the whole thing will go again, you know, for the people that want to catch up on what we discussed.
Wonderful, and I invite you to call our show at any time, whenever you'd like, and all the best to you, Dr. Bell.
All right, thanks.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, we were just listening to Sam, who's the head guy over at BBS Talk Radio. If there's any other people that want to call in and make comments, now's your chance. You got another 10 minutes before we close this show down. Any other callers out there, you've all heard me. You've heard Sam, you've heard Steve. We're all hanging out here, and it's a lot of fun. You know, we got a lot of action going. You know, this is fun. What do you think of all that, Steve? Do you have fun there?
He's an interesting man.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Yeah, sounds like a nice guy.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he said, you know, that this is all brand new, and they don't have the experience.
Right.
I won't tell you how many things I've, you know, screwed up. You know, not saying they're screwing up, but I've screwed up, and I'm just, you know, I think they got the idea that we do, you know, I don't want to become the Bill O'Reilly of PBS Radio here, because then I'll get a lot of shots at me, but I just had to express myself, and that's what they're all
about,
so they're expressing themselves. Now, how do you feel about this?
Well, I think he's a very interesting man. His program, it sounds like it's very good. It sounds like everything is moving very smooth for him, except for that one area that bothers me.
Yeah, now.
But that's controversy. I mean, you know, everybody has their right to do whatever they want to do.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Michelle today. You know, she was on at 11.
Okay.
Amazing. I mean, I like that show. That show, that was an amazing show.
Wonderful.
I didn't get a chance to listen to any other ones today. I haven't heard them all. I'm going to catch every one of those. We got a caller there?
I think so, yes.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Jahala. your Palladian friend in the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee.
Oh, how are you doing? We haven't heard from you in a while.
I know, because you changed, and it's hard for me to get in that routine again, you know, if you've been on a different night. I'm just a lonely little voice out here in the wilderness, but I'd like to speak my piece tonight.
Yeah, we need to hear what the Smoky Mountains got to say tonight.
Yeah, well...
What's happening in Tennessee?
I tuned in because I thought, oh, okay, we've got this new radio program going on with BBS the day before yesterday. So I tuned in and I started listening and I went, wait a minute. I said, since when is BBS known for all this cursing?
Yeah.
I said, it totally caught me off guard. Now, I'm not a saint myself.
Don always
not the programming.
Freaks me out, you know, when I do it. But go ahead.
Yeah, it wasn't the programming that I associated with the BBS I have come to know in the last few years. So it was shocking. And nowhere on it did it say, you know, that that there is sometimes language that may be offensive to people, you know, a disclaimer should be put there. And I didn't see that. And the thing that was kind of disturbing to me, and this is just my personal opinion, is that the conversations were good conversations, but I felt that there was not the need for all those flowerative adjectives being put into the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my feeling, too. I mean, because the content of some of the stuff, you know, Mikkel, my girlfriend, she reads all those magazines about Britney Spears and about, you know, all the actresses and what they're wearing. I mean, she's into that. She's very spiritual, but somehow or other she's into it.
Yeah.
So she won't go for the swearing part.
Mm-mm.
You know? So, but that's all right. We'll probably, those two hosts will probably either get worse or they'll stay the same, you know? But at least, they've heard what goes on. I believe that if they modify it, they'll become incredibly popular. They'll probably get popular anyway, but they're going to blow people out at a certain point. Especially, I don't know, maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we've degenerated quite a bit here in our society. But I think that they could attract a very large teen audience that wants to know all this stuff. Paris Hilton followers, all of that. And they seem to get into that stuff pretty good, and they have some pretty good topics. So, and they're right there in the middle of Hollywood anyway, downtown L.A. So, and I think that kind of stuff is great. You know, we can have the, you know, National Enquirer radio and stuff, which is fine. It's a very successful publication. I just think that there's some rules. And I know, like when I was talking about First Amendment, okay, and getting that, I know I've attacked a lot of congressmen. I've attacked people for years on bigger networks than this, on Art Bell and 14 million people listening, and I've gone after these guys. But I learned where the line was, and you don't cross it.
Exactly.
And I have a few friends of mine that didn't that did the same thing, and they're not here anymore.
And that's just like bringing up Howard Stern.
Yeah.
I don't watch him. Simply because of the content of his show. I think he's despicable.
Yeah.
But there again, that's me.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'm along the lines of where you're at. I admire his success. I loved his movie when it came out.
Yeah.
But I don't like the way he treats people sometimes.
That's exactly me. It's not the nudity doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
It's how he degrades the people that come on the show.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
well,
what
makes,
I don't
want. He makes women feel like second-class citizens.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
He makes women feel like second-class citizens.
Yeah, exactly.
Terrible.
Correct.
Anyway,
I remember.
I'll get off the phone, Fred. I just wanted to
give you that
little voice in the wilderness out here.
Okay, good.
Keep up the good work, baby.
All right, thanks.
Oh, and if you could talk real quick before you get off tonight, talk about that our military says they're going to try 3 times to shoot this satellite out of the...
Well, I did. I brought that up at the beginning of the show because it's probably got a lot of spy stuff on this anti-ELF equipment on board. And they don't want that going into a foreign country or anybody getting any piece of it.
Is that
they
why
have a lot
the
of
Russians
alien
flew
technology
by the
on board because they've never shot a satellite down before. And I have friends of mine that launched them. Friends of mine write a check for $40 million and put one up. These are friends of mine on a daily basis. I know this business.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, there's something weird going on with that.
There's big time weird going on with that. And could the two Russian jets doing a flyover of the Kitty Hawk the other day have something to do with Russia sending them a message?
Yeah, well, Putin, you know, Hillary Clinton made the mistake of saying that he's KGB and doesn't have a heart, and he came back today and said on the news, he said, your diplomats or your government people over here, some of them don't have a head. So, yeah, there's something going on with Russia. Now, the NSA people sent me some stuff, and I got it up on the website. We had a hiatus for quite a while on the CBS radio website with the NSA. There's been no information coming, but now it's starting to come again. It only comes when something's up.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why they pick BBS, but they do, and me, and I get to do this, and so there's some new stuff. I guess the thing that's up there right now is there was a terrorist brought down that was responsible for killing a bunch of Americans here for a long, long time. I thought that was pretty darn newsworthy, you know?
Yeah.
That's up there now. So I'm not, you know, so when you start seeing, strangely enough, NSA updates on BBS index page, plus, you know, satellites getting shot down, you know we're playing the right instrument, you know?
Yeah, there's something definitely going on. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think things will be real interesting here in the next few weeks.
Yeah, I do, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to have an African-American president soon, too.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Whether good or bad.
I love Kennedy. I never met him.
He can't do any
friends,
worse than one of the ones
prior. But, you know, I just hope that, you know, that Obama is well protected by our Secret Service. I hope they did a better job than they did
Thank
on
you.
JFK.
Thank you.
He's going to be in the crosshairs a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, he's, you know...
I agree. And, you know, the other day he spoke about maybe taking John Edward as his running mate.
John Edward is beautiful.
I think that would be a fantastic team.
Yes, it would.
Yeah, I would. Boy, oh, boy, I would endorse them.
You know, my father has been a diehard Republican all of his life, well, ever since my life, I guess I should say.
Yeah.
And he's definitely been opposed to black people. I mean, I'm just going to tell it like it is. He's a prejudiced Mason, okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
But he said... He told us the other day, they said that McCain is crazy, Hillary is Hitler, and he said he's going to vote for Barack Obama.
Yeah, that's good. Good, good.
And this is a diehard Republican.
Yeah, you know, Hillary Clinton, the way that she's been publicized by people, the pundits on the inside, is that she wants to finish her own agenda.
Absolutely.
And that included when she was with her husband as president, and before that, clear back to law school.
Absolutely.
So, I mean...
And if
Hillary
think,
does care about this country, I do support her, but that's old school. We've already had Hillary as president.
Correct.
It's time, and then they did a pretty good job.
And that would almost be like a monarchy, too.
And McCain's an old war hero, and that's great.
Yeah.
You know, but we got to get out of wars. It doesn't solve anything. We're in the Aquarian Age now. No more wars.
That is the number one thing.
Yeah.
I am
the
so sick of fighting and war and destruction and devastation and all the money that's spent so that these industrial military complex.
Well, remember Eisenhower warned about that. Watch out for the industrial military Congress.
And we're living it today because we didn't heed that warning.
That's right.
I know.
Well,
and the people around the world, we're all going to have to stand up and say, enough already.
Yeah.
No more war.
I agree.
Simple as that.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Peace.
Thanks for the update on your dad. That's good news.
Yep. Okay,
for
dear.
Sure.
Peace and love. Out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, thanks for calling in. Oh, Steve, we're kind of running out of time here.
Yeah. Barack Obama would make one heck of a great president.
Huh?
He'd make a great president.
Yeah, I think that's who we're going to have.
Yep.
I think we're going to do some quantum entanglement to make sure, right?
I'd love to do that.
Yeah. I won't have time to answer all of the fast chat stuff, but Richard called in or emailed me in there, can you explain the changes as our solar system goes through the Pleiades? My book, Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light, which you can buy over at, I have an auction going on over at eBay right now, you get a better deal on it than from our office. You can get all of those questions answered in there, at least the way I answered them, you know. So what are you going to be doing this weekend, Steve? Recovering?
Well, I'm recovering now, and I have my show tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. So it'll be interesting. We'll discuss a lot of stuff, probably the same stuff that you're doing tonight.
Yeah, do you have a picture on your show yet?
I think so, yes. I put a picture up so they could see my face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because everybody wants to, I see the girl named Janice wanted to see if you had a picture, you know, up, and I'm just...
Yeah, I'm pretty well sure it's it's further down, but it's there. I think it's on one either the right or left side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I think I guess we're going to get out of here now. It's running out of time. You know, running out of money, running out of time. I had a great show. We appreciate our sister station, Sam, calling in. That was great. I'm sure that we'll have a lot of interchange between the two stations now. And like I say, I don't want to become the Bill Riley of the network. So we're having some fun.
It was a great show,
you've been
Fred. Thank you.
Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show on bbsradio.com. We'll have a rerun on this show tomorrow night. Tell your friends. I've got a lot of great guests coming up. We're doing an awful lot of appearances, so it's caused me to not have as many guests on my show, and I'm going after people now that are pretty hard to get on the air. There's some pretty interesting people out there that I'm working on to get on the air, and I'm really fussy about, you know, I want people to have the character and the knowledge that's appropriate for this show. And I don't want it to become redundant, and then I'd have to go away and not do it anymore.
Right.
So anyway, Steve, thanks for being on, man.
Thank you so much, Fred.
All right, you've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. I'm going to fire up my spaceship and get out of here.